And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to Bear Internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business, as well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seawing Ace Hardware. And by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. When the Bad Axe City Council meets at 6:30 p.m. on Monday, August 3rd, they will review a request to allow new businesses to operate in the city. The meeting will be in the council chambers at City Hall at 300 East Huron Avenue. Several years ago, Michigan residents voted to allow the marijuana businesses to operate. In 2008, residents voted to legalize medical marijuana, and in 2018, they voted to legalize recreational marijuana as well. The recreational aspect allows people to grow, process, and/or purchase marijuana. Under the law, each resident is allowed to grow 12 plants regardless of how many adults live there, and medical caregivers can grow 12 plants each for up to 5 clients. The city meeting will be in the council chambers at City Hall at 300 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. In Huron County District Court, the case of People v. Smith moved to the next stage. Christopher Allen Smith, represented by defense attorney Michelle R. Siv, appeared before Judge Ferris to face charges of larceny between $1,000 and $20,000, along with larceny from a motor vehicle. Assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani outlined a potential plea agreement. Under the terms, the defendant would plead guilty or no contest to the first charge in exchange for the dismissal of the second, contingent on full restitution. This offer is tied to a separate pending felony case. Mr. Smith waived his right to a preliminary examination. Judge Ferris bound the case over to circuit court for an arraignment scheduled for August 10th at 9 a.m. Bond will continue as previously ordered. Jesse Marie Blanchard appeared in court Wednesday before Judge Ferris as well to face a charge of third-degree retail fraud. The misdemeanor charge stems from an alleged incident on June 19th at the Walmart in Bad Axe. Blanchard entered a plea of not guilty, and the court set bond at $1,000 cash, which has already been posted, with conditions prohibiting her from returning to the Bad Axe Walmart location. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for September 10th at 10:30 a.m. And we'll be right back with your obituaries and national news next.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. They shouldn't take a few thousand steps roaming through a big warehouse to find what you need. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Every one of our stores has the hand-picked quality brands you trust for just about any job. And we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Even better, our stores are part of your neighborhood. Each Ace is owned by a member of your community, so you get personal service from the people who know you best. Because we want to see you succeed, and that's why we're proud to greet our neighbors every day in stores all across the country, with local experts giving the trusted advice you rely on, so that no matter where you are or what you're working on, Ace can help you every step along the way. Ace now offers free assembly and free delivery, so it's never been easier to get a great grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill.
Hi, I'm Sheila at Ace Hardware Bad Axe. Come see us for your home improvement needs and make sure to shop the gift department for that special someone in your life.
And we are back with your national news. We have no obituaries to report, so we're going to get right into it. President Donald Trump announced late Saturday night that planned military strikes against Iranian infrastructure have been put on hold, citing initial progress towards a diplomatic framework. The administration indicated that Tehran and several regional partners requested time to finalize negotiations aimed at guaranteeing navigation rights through the Strait of Hormuz and halting uranium enrichment. White House officials have emphasized that while the U.S. military maintains a strong posture in the region, diplomatic avenues remain open, provide concrete terms are reached swiftly. Military leaders have cautioned that forces remain fully prepared for action if the talks collapse, as defense analysts continue monitoring maritime movements through the Persian Gulf. And record-breaking temperatures continue to bake the western United States this weekend, creating hazardous conditions for millions of residents and elevating wildfire risks to critical levels. Emergency management agencies across multiple states have issued heat advisories and burn bans as drought conditions persist. Firefighting crews are working around the clock to bolster containment lines on existing blazes in the Pacific Northwest and Upper Midwest. Public health authorities are urging residents to limit afternoon outdoor activities, stay hydrated, and utilize local cooling centers during peak heat hours. And we will be right back with your international news after this message from the AVS Tech Team.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we are back with your international news. Maritime safety agencies remain on high alert following multiple incidents involving commercial tankers navigating the Strait of Hormuz. International shipping associations report that drone strikes and warning fire have forced several vessel operators to alter routes or delay passage through the waterway. Global energy markets are closely monitoring the situation as naval task forces increased patrols to safeguard international commerce. United Nations officials have called on all regional powers to uphold international maritime law and prevent further escalation inside of vital transit corridors. And the 2026 Commonwealth Games concluded today in Glasgow, Scotland, as athletes compete in the final medal events across track, cycling, and judo. The fortnight of competition saw remarkable performances with host nations and international contingents celebrating record-breaking podium finishes. Organizers are preparing for tonight's grand closing ceremony at the Sir Chris Hoy Velodrome. Local officials praise the spirit of sportsmanship and seamless execution that defined Glasgow's hosting of the games. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.